Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
How are you, babes?
Yeah, well, good, thank you, babe. How about you? You had a nice week?
Yeah, it's been all right. Been pretty quiet, I think. But not the same for you, I think.
Yeah.
Been popping off. I feel like we get this, have this every week at the minute. Yeah. But you've been a bit all over the place, haven't you? Seen you all over.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange one.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning woke up to a lot of messages saying that this guy, Steve Allen on LBC, has basically been annihilating you on his radio show. And I thought, well, why? Like, what's happened here?
But number one, who's Steve Allen and why is he having a go? That'd be my question.
I'm thinking, A, why has he woke up on a Sunday morning thinking of me and gone into the radio and gone on and just kind of annihilated me? And it basically stems down to how I look, really. So I'll hold my hands up. I'm not an LBC listener. Certainly not a Steve Allen fan now. When I downloaded it, because I thought, I'm going to have to catch up and see what's going on here. What's he saying? Mm-hmm. And just annihilated our look. Made a few personal comments, which for me, I kind of think such an old-fashioned way of broadcasting. There was nothing informative about it. It was, I don't know what the message was behind it or where he was going with it.
It was just to slag you off, really. I think it was just an opportunity to have a pop, wasn't it?
Yeah, had a pop. So I don't know if he had a bad Saturday night or if something hasn't gone right for him, but I wish him nothing but the best. And I send him love and light. And I hope he's happier now after getting that off his chest. I'm sorry that he doesn't like how I look, but I can't do anything about it. And he kind of contradicts himself, because at one point he said something about referring to the Botox, which I've not had for 12 months. We've been in a panny day, babes.
Yeah.
And then the next breath he's saying, and I aged. Well, yeah, that happens to all of us. And I guess in a way I feel fortunate enough to have aged, because it means we're surviving.
Yeah.
And I hold my hands up, I ain't David Gandy. Lockdown, all three of them have took their toll. And I will try and look better for Steve in future. And all I can do is apologise. And when the salon's open, I'll try and have a spray tan. I'll get the edited. I'll get the eyebrows threaded. And hopefully I'm looking a little bit better soon, Steve.
But I really think that you've got to up your game for Steve here. I think maybe he could maybe pop to the salon when they're open, get himself a spray tan. Maybe he could pop to the gym himself. But that's just my opinion.
Interested, I think maybe, and I'll put the invite out there just in case he's listening, because he does seem to be quite interested in my career and my appearance. Mm. If he wants to come on for a conversation, it would be lovely to have that chat. So get in touch, FUBAR Radio, and we'll have a little chat. But until Steve, love and light, babes.
Good shout. But that's not the only drama you've had this week. You're also back on TOWIE.
Yeah, TOWIE's back and straight back in with it. None of it brought on by me, I'd like to add. Mm-hmm. And it always just shocks me. It did last series. I always go into the new series, like especially during this last 12 months, thinking, oh, we're in for a little bit of a chilled one here. Like, everyone's in lockdown. Hardly anyone's left the house. And they just seem to be explosive from the bat. And this series is no different. Mm-hmm. So the first episode aired Sunday night. And, as I say, from the off, it's quite... I'm still a bit in shock, babes. I'm not going to lie. So
I'll give a brief description for anyone that doesn't know. But basically, your ex of a long time ago, Harry Durbidge, who's been on the show before, actually, is upset that you are hanging out with his cousin, Amy Childs, who we have on the show shortly. So he's probably going to be even more upset about that. And because I mean, it opened with quite a nice scene with you around Amy's garden, talking about her wanting to de-Essex her house. And then you went out like shopping, didn't you, anyway? And I tell you what, despite the drama, what was quite nice is the fact that because you're obviously filming, you can go into restaurants and not you specifically, but we did see some clips from people in cafes and a party at the end. And there was something kind of refreshingly normal about it that I think was quite nice to watch. Was it nice to be back filming and
to... Do you know what? It's so nice to, I think I've said to you before, I love to be busy, and being with you every Thursday evening is lovely because that's kept me busy. But when Towie starts, it's nice to be getting out and about. I'm kind of, I guess, like most people listening, I'm over the lockdown. There's only so much Dickinson's Real Deal I can watch. I'm kind of at that stage where I'm a little bit, I've organised every drawer, I've done the wardrobe 15 times over, I've completed Netflix. So the fact that work's back is lovely. There was something very surreal, though, about being back in a shop that wasn't food. Do you know what I mean?
So I kind of got not a supermarket shop,
and I thought, it feels weird to be here picking up candles and cushions.
And does someone have to then go around and like wipe, flash wipe them?
Completely, yeah. And
do you have to be tested? I know you get tested anyway, don't you, because of the vaccine thing? So
yeah, so I get tested when I'm doing the vaccinating, and when I turn up for filming with Tao, where we have our temperature taken, and masks and adhering to everything. Certain scenes we don't need the masks and visors; some we do. But yeah, there is something a little bit strange. Like I filmed a snooker club as well. Now I'll be honest, even pre-lockdown, I'm not someone you'll find normally on a Friday night in a snooker club. No. Not my general haunt. But again, I'll take it.
I'm there. There's an invite. I'm there.
I'm there. I was sat on the side of a pool table, pool or snooker. Still don't know what it was, to be honest. Whatever game it was, it was pool or snooker. It was the balls.
There was a table involved.
There was a table, a long stick, and a load of balls. Okay, that's the one. I had a pint. I'm not a pint kind of guy, but I don't think these snooker clubs are the gin and tonic kind of gaffs.
No, you're not going to get your Bombay Sapphire there, are you?
No Bombay and Fever Tree. Other brands are available, but they're the best. And just nice to be back filming, back working around people. Well, around some people. Some not so much. Drama follows us everywhere, but hey ho, that's Towie. And there's no surprise there. All I can say is it's only gonna increase.
Yes, I don't think Towie's not known for amping down the drama as the series goes on. So.
And Ep 2 is definitely more explosive than the first. And
is there two a week on now?
No, so back to just Sundays.
Sundays.
So every Sunday, 9 p.m. ITV. Be a little plug there, they'll be happy. Yeah. And as you say, Amy's joining us tonight. So, it's going to... And me and Amy, we have a lovely friendship. And obviously things are a little bit...
Unusual.
That's the great word, Bobes. That's exactly what it is. It's unusual at the moment. But I can't say too much because I've been told by Towie that I have to be... I'd be careful and cautious of the day job.
Yeah. Well, I actually think
hard times.
Yeah. We'll get back to what we normally do, the showbiz news later. We've got Amy waiting to come in, so we'll get her in now. But we also have Anne McGill coming up, so another reality TV show tastic today. So let's get Amy in and not talk about your ex.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. You're right.
I'm not very good at the technical stuff. Definitely not. I'm shocking.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm honestly, I've been so excited to come on.
How is it being back on Towie? Obviously, I was talking to Bobby about it just now. It must be. Well, it's been a while.
Well, I went on Towie. Well, it will be 11 years this year in September. So, coming back on the show, honestly, was a you know, it was a massive thing for me because obviously I love TOWIE. I've always been a part of the show, and coming back on it, obviously 10 years later, was a big thing for me. But like I said, I've loved it, you know, coming back, you know, very different Amy now. Like, I've got the two children. 10 years ago, you know, obviously Bob would tell you it was all about the Jazzeline, you know, salon. But now 10 years on, obviously I've grown up, obviously the two children, but yeah, it's still amazing. I still love the show, and obviously I like to talk about Bobby, that we film together a lot, so we have a laugh, don't we, Bobs?
We do, but and I think we're a little bit more natural now, aren't we? I mean, you had your flaming red hair, I had jet black hair.
I know.
But you was telling me recently you're thinking of bringing the red back, aren't you?
Right, so I've said I'd love to bring the red hair back. I think it's very me. I think it's, I look in the mirror and I think, do you know what? I just don't feel like myself. But when I've got that red hair, I feel like I'm back. Is that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I put a red wig on the TOWIE special, and the minute I put the red wig back on, I was like, oh my God, it's just me all over again. Like, I just love it. So the red will be coming back, but I'm not sure when.
You're really lucky because you've got such amazing eyes. You're one of them people that can get away. Any hair colour you have, it's like that red as well, just popped with your eyes.
You're just biased, Bob. You're biased to me. You are.
Now, people who watched Ep 1, which went out Sunday night, will see that we were speaking and we went shopping for some new home furnishings. You're thinking a D-Essex in the home, which is quite a bold statement. How's that going? Are you still thinking it? I mean, look. Typical, I've got the diamond egg ball behind me.
look, I've got the crushed velvet in the back.
It's so true though, isn't it? Every person in Essex, and we can't generalise, but 99.9%, we all have a canvas of Marilyn somewhere. We love a diamond egg ball. Everyone's got live, love and laugh.
I've got live life. What is it? Live, love.
Live, laugh, love.
I've got save water, drink wine. Loads of people have got that. What else? Oh yeah, I've got something now. I can't... friends, listen, but I've got to be honest with you guys, I've had, since the show went out on Sunday, I've had about, I've no joke, about 30 messages on my Instagram, people saying, I can't believe you're getting rid of the crushed velvet. I had a bit of abuse on my social media. Oh. People saying how amazing the crushed velvet is, and yeah, I got quite a lot sick about it. I had about 30 messages, you know, you need to, you know, think yourself lucky, crushed velvet's really expensive, and yeah, I got quite a few strange messages, really.
So people are really passionate about crushed velvet.
People are loving the crush. Honestly, look, listen. I can't sit and say I don't like it. I do. I think it's very dated now. I think it's very much been done. And when obviously me and Bobby was talking about it, you know, I think I just want to be a bit different now. Like, I think that because I've had it for like literally 10 years. What is the saying, Bob's? Out with the old, in with the new.
In with the new. What was this sofa you was telling me about? The Cheltenham?
Right, you said it's Cheltenham. Chesterfield.
I still don't know what it is. I'm going to Google it.
Chesterfield, it's like classy. It's very like old times.
It's actually quite similar to your headboard, Bob, in that it's like studded. Oh. It's like a studded button. But you know,
it's like a chaise lounge. Like it's very much like...
Oh, I like the sound of it.
And I'd like to do a little bit of that, but I'd like to go like the green. I like the powder pinks. I like the gold. I'd like to go, like I said, keep going out of this crushed velvet and headboard. I'm going to go in with like the old school. Like I watch Bridgerton and I think, do you know what? That's what I have my house like. I've decided.
So you want to live like a duchess?
I'd like to, yeah.
How are you finding TOWIE's second time round, Amy? As you say, you did the first and second series and you came back last year. How is it to be back and how different does the show feel? Because obviously years have progressed and the cast is a lot bigger now. We've got a lot of new faces.
Do you know what I think? I think 10 years ago when we filmed it, I think it was, nothing was ever out there. Like there was not a show on, you know, there's no, obviously we had the Big Brothers, we had the Jungle, but we didn't have anything like TOWIE. And obviously when we got approached through the show, I thought, do you know what, it was, you know, obviously Bob's, it was, you know, set, the scenes were set up, but we're all our real people, so they literally used to just film us, and we were just, yeah, we were just very young, like I was 19, and we remember just me and, you know, the girls, literally me and Sam would talk about something, and then it would be like, it was honestly, it's so strange. I think 10 years on, I think, you know, obviously people still love Tower Week, it's people's guilty pleasures. Obviously, I'm so amazed, I'm so glad that I'm a part of it, you know, 10 years on. But like I said, I think 10 years ago, I think it was very new, it's very fresh. Like I said, we didn't really know what was going on. You know, we used to film a scene at the Sugar Hut and think, what were we actually talking about? And then when we came back, we remember going, oh my God, you know, like going back to the Vajazzle, like the Vajazzle 10 years ago for me, you know, the producers come to me and said, like, you know, what do you do, Amy? And I said, do you know what? I do Vajazzling. And they was like, what is that? So I remember going to like the producers and talking about it, said, look, I'd love to do it. And it was only literally when I filmed it the next day, it was like, it, honestly, everyone spoke about it.
It went huge. It was in America and everything, wasn't it? Like,
spoke about it, Paris Hilton, you know, she did. Me and said to me, Amy, can you give me a Vajazzle? I want to come. So it was absolutely mental. It was honestly a very pinch. Honestly, I pinched myself so much. Obviously, 10 years ago. Yeah, it was really mad. It was so crazy. But and people still talk about the Vajazzle now, and I think I'm always going to be known as the Vajazzle Queen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny, isn't it, how certain people have the things. I think mine's the Schlongfong. Yours is the Vajazzle. Oh, we yes, all have was. These oh, moments. For the good, the bad, and the ugly. They kind of follow us. But you're so right. I think because we was the first of our kind, there was no Made in Chelsea. There was no Geordie Shore. Essex Tower was the original. Oh, she's gone. Here she is.
Oh, there you're back. You're
gone. So I think when Made in Chelsea didn't exist, there was no Geordie Shore. Because Terry was the first, I think it was very iconic, wasn't it? And it was so mad to us, because I think back in the very early days, we didn't know who was watching. Like, we didn't realise what the interest would be, did we?
Like, I must admit, like, when we first went on to, obviously, it was on a Sunday night, I remember, 10 o'clock, ITV2, I remember the first show going out, you know, and I thought I was going to go back to my normal job. I thought I was going to go back to my 9-to-5 job. Obviously, I worked at a beauty salon. I was a full-time therapist, and, you know, I was going to go back to work. I was happy going to go back to work. But it's only when the first show came out, I literally went to Tesco's the next day. I got absolutely mobbed. You know, people like, oh my God, Amy, cuddling me. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on with my life? Like, it just was so bizarre. But the memories I had back from obviously series one was amazing. You know, the Sugar Hut, you know, we had Mark Wright on there, and there were just such iconic characters that it was just, yeah, it was a great show. And like I said, I still love it now. You know, I'm still so glad to be a part of it. And obviously when me and Bob film together, we have such a laugh. We can't stop giggling. So
is there anyone else you'd like to bring back? You mentioned Mark and Sam. Is there anyone who you'd love to see back on TOWIE?
Do you know what? I've always said I'd love to bring Sam back, because when me and Sam got together, when we obviously done series one together, we just had such a laugh. We just laughed at the silliest things. And yeah, so I definitely would say Sam, because yeah, we did have crazy mad times. Yeah, and obviously people love, you know, Mark Wright. He was a great character. You know, there's never going to be anyone, you know, in Essex like Mark Wright. So he was definitely a big character of the show. But yeah, that's it really. I think I've always said I'd love to get a show with all the mums, you know, all the mums, because obviously we've got children now and obviously how different our life is, and just do like maybe like a show on the mums, you know. Obviously, Bob's, you can, I mean, you can, but, you know.
I'll be an honorary mum.
showing like, you know, mums, you know, how obviously Towers 10 years ago and how, you know, we've got older and, you know, people still think we're the same people, but of course we're not. We're different. We get older, we get wiser. You know, we've made mistakes in the past, and I'd love to do like a mummy/baby show with all the girls from TOWIE. Because obviously Georgia, she's obviously going to be becoming a mum, and I think it would be a really good show. I'd love to do something like that.
Get on the phone to ITV. I'll host the reunion at the end.
Yes.
Bagging that job.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Definitely. I'd love to do something like that, 100%.
How do you think motherhood has kind of changed you generally? Obviously, you're not partying down the Sugar Hut anymore, but no one is, because they're not open. It's not open. But, you know, like how's life changed for you?
Do you know what, Stephen? Do you know what? I love being a mum. It's honestly the best thing ever. Like, I love it, you know. there's obviously challenging times, there's hard times, you know, you can't just go, you know, you don't ever think about yourself anymore. You know, obviously before I, you know, go filming for TOWIE, I've got to sort the two kids out. I'm still, so you always, you don't obviously think about yourself. You always think about them too first. But honestly, motherhood is amazing. I love it. It's very challenging sometimes.
Is it more challenging in the last year, obviously, with the lockdown?
Yeah. Been difficult, it really has. Obviously, you know, I'm very one of them custom mums, you know, have our coffee, cup of tea, walk the kids, let the kids play around, like play about, and you know, and I love socializing. I'm all socializing with the girls. I've got loads of groups of mums with their friends and the kids, so it has been tough for me, and the kids have been going like stir crazy indoors. I've had to homeschool Polly, where Polly just didn't even want to do no homeschooling. She just, you know, it was really difficult. It's been a really hard year, you know, for me, but obviously for everyone, but it's been challenging. But look, we go on. I'm a very positive person, and I do think soon we're going to be out of this. And yeah, fingers crossed.
Amy, I wanted to ask you, obviously, whenever I'm around yours and we're filming, Polly, she's been doing quite a bit of filming. She does scenes, bless her. And she loves it. You can tell she really enjoys doing it. Do you ever show her back her scenes? Does she see herself on the telly? And what does she think of it?
So today, I said, Mum is filming today. She was like, Mum, I want to film TOWIE today. I said, got a guy at school. No, I want to film TOWIE. She sees herself in the adverts. We watched Saturday Night Takeaway the other night. She was on the adverts. She was like, Mam, I'm on TOWIE. The teacher at the school actually pulled me in and said, she keeps on saying that she's on TOWIE. you know what? It is what it is. Listen, Polly's very confident. I'm a very confident person. I think she definitely gets it from me. But she's good. She films. She's good. Listen, if she never wanted to do it, if she never was wanted to do it, said, Mum, I don't want to film, whatever, then I would never let her. But she absolutely loves it. You know, she knows she's going to be on TV. And, yeah, she loves it. She loves sitting there. And, it's honestly, do you know what it was? Like the other day, I remember, I obviously watched TOWIE on Sunday, and it's such a big thing to me, being on TOWIE 10 years ago, being very young, and now obviously me 10 years on with Polly. It makes me, like, you know, really emotional, because it's so lovely having, you know, my daughter on TOWIE that, you know, 10 years ago, you'd never thought I'd put Polly on. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy, but lovely at the same time.
Definitely. Are we the next generation? They can take over when you guys are all too decrepit and old.
Yeah. I'll be calling ITV, don't you worry.
Getting them contracts, Chris Jenner in it up. Getting them 20%, same.
I know.
You mentioned the teachers. How are the teachers like? Do they ever mention her filming? I know they say that she tells all the kids she's on TOWIE, but do you ever feel they're disapproving about it?
I don't know. See, Polly goes to a really lovely school in Brentwood. It's a really nice school. It's very small, very quiet. No, I just, like, I do pull up to the gate sometimes, like, obviously, when I first had well gel, because obviously I had well gel on my number plate. The teachers must have thought, what is going on? Like, really? But look, I am what I am, you know, and yeah, but they've not said anything to me. I think they find it really funny, because at the end of the day, I am myself. I'm never going to be anyone else. And yeah, if they don't like it, then, you know, hey ho.
Would you encourage her to go into showbiz? Because, I mean, it's not always easy, is it?
Do you know what's there? I'm not sitting here now, and, you know, like, with my industry, you know, I must admit, like, when I got approached to do TOWIE all them many years ago, I remember sitting with Mum and Dad, and I remember saying to her, Mum, I've been approached to the show. Mum and Dad said to me, no, Amy, I don't think it's the right thing for you to do. It's not great. You know, Essex had such a bad reputation all them many years ago. And I remember saying to Mum, like, oh, please, Mum, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. And I remember saying to Mum, please let me do the show. And obviously I then done the show. And yeah, I think we shocked a lot of people, because I think when it first started out, people was going on my, you know, it weren't even Instagram then, it was Twitter, it was Facebook, were going like, oh my God, what a load of, like, shit this is. And at the time, people was like, really? And I remember the first episode going out and people thinking, is this a joke? We got absolutely abused. But do you know what? The second series, it was people's guilty pleasures. People absolutely loved it. But going back to Polly, you know, if she said to me, look, Mum, it's something that I want to go into, I'd never say no, because that's where I've come from, you know? And, you know, like I said to you, if she said to me, like, she's only three, she's a baby still. Yeah. And if she she was tired and she had to film, I'd never would push her and go, you've got to film. I'd never do that. I'm not one of them pushy mums, but I know that she loves seeing herself on the TV, and I just, yeah, I love it. It makes me really happy.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever I can always tell when I'm filming with you, she comes in, she generally loves it, you know, like she gets excited. We've done that lovely Mother's Day scene together.
Oh, I know, she loves it. She sits there and no, she loves it. And if, like I said, she didn't like it, I would never would do it. But, you know, if she wants to go on Love Island when she's older.
Wow, that, I mean, if Love Island's still going in 15, 20 years' time, wow.
I know.
What have you kind of got? Are you thinking this will be a long-term return to TOWIE, or do you think this is just a one-off series, or what are you thinking?
No, do you know what, Simon? I love it. I love being back. I really do. And, you know, they've always asked me to go back, but at the time wasn't the right time for me because, you know, obviously I was then pregnant with Polly, and I think sometimes you have to find yourself to then go back on, you know, a show called TOWIE, because obviously, like I say, it's always been a part of my life. I remember filming Celebs Go Dating. I absolutely loved filming it. Great show. You know, I wasn't on the TV for a good 4 years, went back on Celebs Go Dating, and then I had a meeting with TOWIE, and I thought I was going to go back for a little cameo, whatever. And it's only when they said to me, we'd love you to come back on full time. And I thought, do you know what? It's definitely the right time for me to go back. And you know what? I absolutely love it. I have such a laugh. A few Proseccos when I'm filming. They call me Swellen when I arrive on set. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, because obviously I like drinks. No, we have such a laugh, and like I said, I've got Polly on the show, and yeah, I love it. So yeah, I'd like to say I'd be back on there for a long time.
Good to know.
The Kembo. No, it's not. It's the Deirdre of TOWIE. That's what I'm gonna be.
I love it.
watch this space, guys. I might have more Botox though, so we'll see.
You actually mentioned, I think you mentioned in a seat where you, when you were in the shop, didn't you mention something about Botox?
Oh my God, I know. What was he doing? I was in there. What was it? What was he doing?
You were talking about not being able to cry? Oh, or
he was trying to show me them faces.
I was trying to show you them faces, Bob. And I remember doing it. And, listen, I've not had a Botox in a long time, but you still have that effect where sometimes you can't really move your forehead. So
do you ever regret getting it done or anything? Because I remember people used to really rip you for it, didn't they, back yeah, in the day, for being young and having it done.
Well, do you know what? I was so lucky that, you know, I did open up about my plastic surgery regrets. I think being, you know, in the public eye, I think at one point, I think it must have been when I was 23, I got so addicted to having lip fillers to the point where I just was having it done with anybody. I wasn't really going to, you know, I was going to people Instagramming on direct messaging me on Instagram saying, do you want your lips done? And then before I knew it, you know, I looked in the mirror and I remember mum saying to me, you look like an absolute freak. And I did. Like, all jokes aside, I looked in the mirror and I looked absolutely terrible. But I'm so glad now, because when I look back on pictures, you know, I just would love to, you know, educate these young girls now that do get addicted to cosmetic surgery, and these girls don't need it. I then done a BBC One documentary about young girls obviously having, you know, looking in the mirror and not seeing the, like, you know, I had one girl called, what was her name, Bailey. She was so beautiful, she was stunning, and she said, I look so ugly, I need Botox, I need my lips done, I need this done. And I looked at her and I thought, oh my God, she's absolutely stunning. And she said, like, you know, I watch TOWIE and I watch you and I want to be like you. So I felt terrible after. It really made me think about everything. But I'm so glad that I did a documentary about it, because it really made me think of these young girls, like I was that age. You know, even though I was 15, I wanted to have my boobs done. I was, you know, I was so desperate to have my boobs done. And I now look back thinking, oh my God, if that was Polly, I'd be devastated, because I'd never go through that. But I think it's so much harder, and I think it will get more harder with social media, all these beautiful girls on Instagram and people wanting to look like them.
Do you think there's a pressure in our industry, aim for people to maintain and upkeep a certain image?
Yeah, I think so much pressure, definitely. You know, even like for me, you know, we are in the public eye, we're on telly now, we're on TOWIE, and even like for me, I go on Instagram, I think, oh my God, their life is so perfect, and oh my God, I need to look like, it's only when you get older, it's just, yeah. And I honestly, and I'm so glad I did this, going back to that documentary, I'm so glad I did it, because I worked with all these young girls that have had this pressure watching us and even watching other girls. And I think it's just so easy now to have your lips done. It's so easy to have your boobs done. It's so easy now to have anything done. And I think there should be something in place. Now, I'm not sitting in now like a hypocrite, like, oh my God, I don't have my Botox done. I'm getting older now and I literally have a little bit. But back in the day when I was like 19, 20, just going on TOWIE, I wanted my boobs done again. I wanted to have lipo done. And I feel that, you know, there's a lot to answer for here, definitely, especially social media.
Well, and I think you're right. I definitely think social media has this kind of image where people, and we're probably all a little bit guilty of it, compare ourselves to each other.
Yeah,
and once you get stuck in that rut of just scrolling, and it can become a little bit of a dangerous place.
Yeah. 100%, definitely. But look, do you know what? I generally found, I think that now I found myself, you know, it took me a long time, because at one point, like I said, when I was 23, 24, I had so much lip fillers. I literally had like 5 mil, 6 mil. And I was looking in the mirror thinking I need a bit more done. It's only when my mum and dad sat me down and said to me, you look like an absolute freak. That was their exact words. And I remember looking in the mirror thinking, what do I look like? So I'm so glad that I had my mum and dad sit with me and to me, the state of you, Amy. And then obviously me, young girls, you know, it really it was a great show to do, and I'm really glad I did it.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for joining us this evening, and it's great to see you back on TOWIE. I'm really looking forward to seeing what the rest of the series has to bring. I'm sure there'll be plenty of drama coming up.
I don't like probably tell you drama. I want to stay out of the drama, you know, like I keep saying, I'm a mum, I don't want the drama, but look, I love back, and we have such a laugh, and that's why I love the show, because it's not all about the drama. I'm about the banter and the laughter. I can't even speak. Laughter.
we got you, Amy.
What happened?
Oh, thanks for coming on, Amy. I'm sure I'll see you soon at filming.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye, babe.
Bye. It's so nice to see her back, and I think we're going to be in for a wild ride the next few weeks.
We certainly are.
It's been quite the week for showbiz news, hasn't it, Bob? Did you see, after all the drama, finally Dancing on Ice came to an end?
You know, I was getting a little bit worried, I won't lie to you. I thought, are we even going to get to a finale? Will we see the famous Bolero? Because there was a moment, like mid-series, which kind of was a bit hit and miss, but we saw the lovely Sunny Jay win.
A deserved winner. I think it was absolutely. It was pretty tight, wasn't it? I think, I don't know, I couldn't call it from what I saw. I didn't watch every episode, so I was a bit, and obviously there were people who left and came in, and it was all a bit all over the place. But a deserved winner, and it must have been, I don't know what it must have been like behind the scenes on that show this year, probably a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, but I imagine so. And I think as well, but that show is so, because I've been to the studio and I've seen friends that are performing on it, and it's like a lot of them shows, a lot of it's all about the audience being around you, showing you that support, having that reaction, having your friends and family there. So for all them celebs that took part this year, and hats off to every single one of them, I'm glad that they got to the finale, and that no one else had to pull out, and hopefully
I bet they were all praying to God that nothing else happened. Let's keep these routines very simple.
Yeah, and hopefully by 22 it'll just be a plain sailing and all will go well. It can't be more challenging than 2021 for them, can it?
No, because I think on top of everything else, obviously the COVID restrictions make it more difficult than it would be normally anyway, wouldn't it? So yeah, bit of a tough one, but glad to see that it all went well. And it's already been confirmed that it's coming back in 2022. So that will be something else to look forward to. Although I don't know how much telly I'm going to be watching once this pandemic's over. I'm out of the house, babes. Do you know what I mean?
This is so true. I think a lot of people are planning every single weekend between now and 2023 to be out of that house doing anything they can. And
there isn't a walk.
There isn't a walk, quite rightly so. I think the days of Netflix and chill and a takeaway on a Saturday night are going to be put on the back burner for a little while.
Definitely not. there was, I don't know if you also saw today, Prince Philip finally out of hospital after a month long.
After a month, gosh, yeah, I bet he can't wait to get back to Buckhouse and into his bed, because you can't beat your own bed, can you? Especially when you don't feel well.
You bloody well can't. You're absolutely right there. But also wish him the best, I guess.
Definitely.
If you're listening, what would you call him?
Not Phil.
Sir?
Oh, sir. I've just spilled him off. No, sorry, sir. You can't say that, can you? There goes my MBE.
Oh, God damn it.
I bet he cannot wait to get home. I'm sure there's a lot of conversations, him and the family, have been having the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's come out of hospital into a shitstorm.
Yeah.
By all accounts. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a continuing drama film for the royal family, isn't it? Kind of regardless.
Isn't it just? And I think, like we were saying, I think there's definitely more to come. You keep hearing little bits coming out and hearing whatever. And then, I think we'll be talking about the family and Harry and Meghan for a while.
Yeah, I think even now, Gayle King in America has spoken out and said that that Harry and William have spoken. And that it was unproductive. So, yes.
What do you make of that? Is that's like posh words for went posh down like leg alone?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shit sandwich. not gone down too well. But apparently they're going to talk more. So, you know, who knows what might happen in the future. Well, that's all the showbiz news for now. But we do have Amber here. So let's get her into chat.
Amazing. We love a bit of Ams.
Hello.
Hello, Amber. You all right, babes?
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Trying to keep busy. You know what it's like. Like most people, I think this third lockdown's kind of got to us a little bit. So ends in sight now, though. What have we got? Just less than 4 weeks till at least the restrictions ease up a little bit. So
Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
You're obviously you're worried about your spot, but you're fine. You've obviously had a bit of a weight loss journey, didn't you? In this, not this lockdown, previously, didn't you? You're looking fab.
Thank you. Yeah, I did actually. So in the first lockdown, I kind of was just not being conscious of what I was doing. I think because lockdown was such like a foreign concept to everyone, and I had gone from like a normal life to a crazy life for 6 months where I was traveling all the time and working all the time to literally being stuck in the house. And I think because of that, you know, I stopped, you know, working out. We couldn't go to the gym. Right. I wasn't really into home workouts before because I'm not like self-motivated. Like I need something else to sort of motivate us. Mm-hmm. And I just found that I wasn't being conscious of what I was eating or anything like that. And I ended up putting on a bit of weight, but I didn't actually realize the weight. It was more the way that I was feeling in myself, because I'm quite like a happy, positive person. And like, I just turned into like, I wasn't miserable, but I was just not myself. I wasn't being productive. You know, there is things that you can do in lockdown to sort of like better yourself. And I just was doing none of that. And then I got to a point, I was like, look, this needs to stop. And I did actually get some horrible comments on TikTok about my weight, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start exercising and see what happens.
But that's really terrible if that's what sparked it for you, though. I mean, I know you said you didn't feel good, but is the trolling that bad that
you know what, it's not too bad for me. You know, I think I've got it quite easy in comparison to other people, but it's still not nice. Mm. I wouldn't say it's the sole reason why or what affected us really badly, because it was just a few comments here and there on TikTok, but it did make us realize and look at myself, and I was like, oh. And that's sort of after I noticed my mental health sort of dip, and that was the next thing that sort of spurred us on to do it, you know.
Do you think, and I don't know if you've noticed, but during the lockdowns, have you found that trolling gets worse? And I don't know if more people have got time on their hands, whether they're just spending most of the day on the internet. But with every lockdown, there's just been like a surge in trolling. And I can't quite believe that everything we're going through globally, that people want to still inflict hurt and upset on people. To me, I will never understand the concept of trolling. I don't know what goes through a troll's head. Mm-hmm. But with everything we're going through, why people would do it?
It's just, I do think that it's got worse since lockdown. It's disgusting. And I don't know why it's happened. And I think my take on it is that people are really unhappy with where they're at in their lives. And I think probably lockdown's taking a toll on them. And I don't know if this is just me being kind to people that I shouldn't really be kind to. But I think that people are struggling. And then they turn to people like you and me and think that we've got perfect lives and we're not affected by anything and we're not normal, real human beings. And they just start typing away anything that they can think of. And I'll never understand it because I would never do it. And I always sit and think, like, before I had like any followers on Instagram, would I do this? Like, I definitely wouldn't. I would be embarrassed. I'd be mortified to do it. But I think definitely as each lockdown goes on, it gets worse. People are so judgy as well with what you're doing. I remember I went outside for a walk outside where I live and everyone was just, you need to stay inside. I'm allowed out for an hour walk, actually. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
You're but not honestly, at a rave or a...
Honestly, it got to the point where I was like, I don't want to even post on my stories because if I do anything, it's like, ooh, lockdown rules, COVID rules. You can't win. And yeah, it's just... it's getting really bad. So I'm hoping that when everything gets lifted, it'll start to calm down a bit. But I mean, who knows?
But you did say that you did. I mean, you have lost the weight that you put on now, haven't you? So you must be feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, I definitely feel good. It's more mentally now. I think I'm more like resilient. Like if somebody was to message a nasty comment now, it'd be like water off a duck's back now. And I feel more productive. I feel like I want to post on Instagram more because it doesn't matter about the trolls, but the trolls. And yeah, just the whole package for me, like the whole, like everything just seemed to get better when I started to be mindful of what I was eating and working out.
And how's your mental health now?
Much, much better. I feel... back to my normal self, because before lockdown I was quite like, no, I don't know if you're into this, but I'm gonna say it anyway, I was quite like a spiritual person. I like meditation, I love my crystals, everything like that, burning sage, that's like a bit of me. And I think in the first lockdown I lost all of that, and I lost all of those tools that I used to use to keep us grounded, to keep us strong, and I've got that back. And that's really important to me because I've been doing it for so many years, and I just feel like it doesn't matter whether my mental health's good or bad. I know that I feel comfortable enough to be doing the things that I was doing before, you know? So I'm definitely in a much, much better place now.
Definitely. And I think you're so right. Them little things that people would say are only little things, I think they amount to a massive thing. And really, for me personally, like I say, I'm very spiritual. I love that stuff. When I train, and this third lockdown, I had it the other way around. I was a lot better in the first and second, and this third one I've really struggled, and my training hasn't been as good as it was in the 2020 lockdown.
Yeah.
But I feel that when that's on point and I'm doing them little things that make me happy, whether that's cooking, I find cooking really is like a bit of a therapy for me. Yeah. All them little things combined really help my mental health as a whole.
Mm-hmm. I think once you get to that point where you stop doing it, it gets like a chore to start doing it. So you need to keep in the routine of doing it, because once I stopped, it was a nightmare. I couldn't sit still. I was trying to meditate and I just wanted to move, like, and I just stay still, and I couldn't do it. But then once you get into it again, you get used to it. So I never fall out with it again. I'm doing it every night because it's so good for you.
It's funny with, I think what it all comes down to, the thing that I've realized doing this show really, and actually in my own mind, is when you talk to people about their mental health, it's all kind of about control. Like, to control the aspects of your life that you're not happy with, and you can't, everyone can do it. It just takes a tiny little bit of effort.
Yeah.
And once you've made that jump, say dieting or in a relationship, or if you're drinking too much or any of those kind of things, once you put some control in it, then things get better, don't they?
Yeah. It's definitely all to do with your mindset and where you're at. So I think if you start to sort of discipline yourself to do those bits of things like cooking nice meals for yourself or meditate, and then you start to just get back to being your normal self again.
Definitely. Amber, I wanted to ask you, because I read something about you the other day, funnily enough, like, and like me, you come from a reality background. But yeah. I read that you said you would vomit on the spot if you ever had to do celebs go dating. So, which kind of made me crack up laughing. Are you like, are you completely over reality TV now? Or is it just celebs go dating?
No, it's not even celebs go dating. Personally, it was more like the whole dating reality TV show thing. I think we just established on. No, but what, let's say, right? What I've established is I am not good at dating. It is bad to watch. I'm just not good. Like, I interrogate people. Like, I nitpick at everything that they say. It's not good. It's just not good. It's not good to watch. I'll do other reality TV shows, but just dating, like, if you watch Love Island, I'm just a nightmare every time you go on a date. Like, it's just, I watch it back, I think, just be nice. Like, just be nice. But I like to just test them too much. So, yeah, not for me.
What would be the dream show? What's the dream gig? If I could say any show you want, you can have it.
Any show? Like my own or one that's going already?
Either or. Would you like your own or a reality show that's out there? You can pick it. It's your dream.
My dream... I don't even know. I feel like everyone would say I'm a celebrity just because it's like that show, isn't it?
But it's massive, isn't it? It's so big.
It's huge and it's so intense and it's like one of those crazy experiences you wouldn't get to do otherwise. But I think for my own show, it would just be me trying things because like just new things, like, I don't know, snowboarding or eating something new, just because I think that a lot of the time people don't see different aspects of my personality and the way that I am. And I think I'm quite funny to watch, especially if I'm trying new things because I don't like new things and I get a bit scared. So I think that would be quite funny. But I think for me, it's all about like just making sure people understand who I am. And I think I was really lucky in Love Island that I got a nice edit. I mean, people hate us at the beginning, but that's whatever. I got a nice edit where people understood us at the end, which I mean, not everyone has that luxury.
What about dancing on ice? Can you see yourself doing the Bolero being span around with an headbanger?
You know what? I don't know if I could do it, you know. I don't know if I could do it. I'm an okay ice skater. I'm not going to say I'm bad, but the finger, what about your fingers? Fingers could get cut off. Like, what am I going to do then?
I don't know if any celebrities have actually had their fingers cut off yet, but I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying, it can't happen in
but
the future.
It could happen. It could happen. And if I signed up, it sorts law.
You'd be the one.
Oh, bless y'all. That's all you need. Going to the hospital, why you need with your fingers in a bag of peas. Ollie and Phil don't need it on a Sunday night. But I think you're so right. That show, the idea of that call coming in, I mean, never say never, but well, because the boy's got a rate, you know what I mean? But terrifies me to the core because you've got two blades on your feet. And TV or not, that's a sheet of ice right there. So hats off to everyone that has the bravery and the balls to get on there.
100%, 100%, definitely.
What are you kind of hoping? Obviously, things are starting to open up now. You've got your app. That's right, isn't it? And that is, what's it called?
Amberflex. It's a website, yeah.
Oh, it's a website, sorry, yeah. So you've got like a lot kind of going on. What are you hoping that the rest of the year will bring?
Well, I'm really enjoying Amberflex at the minute and it's kind of new to us. So I think just building on that, you know, I've started in the beginning stages and I just want to really fill it out with loads of different things that are like available to everyone. So the reason that I did it is because I think, well, I do find myself quite relatable. I'm not like, I don't believe in people trying to reach unattainable goals and like you don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go on 3 runs a day and work out 5 times a day or never have a cheat and never have a glass of wine. So that's why I brought it out. So I think just really pushing it out there to all those people, all those normal people that have been, you know, having a tough time now and just getting them back in exactly what I did, really just improving their mental health. So I think there's a lot more to be worked on in that section, but skincare for me, it's always skincare. I mean, saying that about me picking my spots, you know, do as I say, not as I do. But obviously, before Love Island, I was a beauty therapist, and my forte was doing facials on people. I was the best at doing facials. So I think going down that route where, you know, my passion really lied beforehand as well. So I'm thinking about doing something to do with that.
Well, as in a range of products or something. Or
yeah,
a salon?
Potentially. I'm exploring the options. Not a salon, because I've already got the salon with my auntie in Newcastle, but maybe like a range, because I think for me, girls are obsessed with makeup, and we need to get you obsessed with skincare, because in order to have good makeup, you have to do your good skincare routine. And I think that that's an important thing for like young girls, because they want to cover, and it's not about that. It's about the basics, the foundation. And so that's why I'm thinking about doing something along those lines.
Do you know, when Boris says we're allowed and the restrictions are lifted, I'd love you to give me a facial, Anne, because I haven't had one for 12 months and this skin is as dry as pita bread. I can go with a facial. I need you in my life. Terrible.
You've got gorgeous skin, though. You've got gorgeous skin.
You think, it's getting aged now. Used to be quite oily. Got a T-zone now. Look at me.
That's no Botox, Bob. That's because you haven't had any Botox.
I've got a drop of Bowie in me head, Amber. Natural Norris now. Natural age.
But then I'm not even a person that would go I have been for facials, but not often, because half of my face is covered in beard. But I am looking forward to be able to go and do that now. Like, anything. I want to do
anything when I'm trying it. Yeah. Anything.
Is that the case for you? Are you looking forward to being able to go to a bar and, I don't know, some sense of normality? Go to a festival? Or are you the kind of person who's a bit nervous?
I'd say since Love Island, I do get a bit of anxiety going out, but and I have a bit of anxiety about everything going back to normal, but I'm going to do everything. I'm going to force myself, because I know I'll enjoy it. I go to festivals, raves, anything, I will be there. I'll be getting my nails done twice a week. I'll be getting my facials, everything, everything. But yeah, I'm excited for everything to go back to normal. But just, I don't know if you feel the same, but just a bit anxiety, because it's been different for so long. It's like, how will it ever be normal, or what was I like before? How did I used to talk to my friends? I don't know anymore.
It's so true, isn't it? We were saying before, it's almost scary, the thought of being in a club on a dance floor with 300 people.
Yeah, like, I don't know
when did that last happen? Like, I mean, it's got to be quite strange, but I'm all for obviously things getting back to normal as soon as safe. But I so know what you mean, and there's definitely that kind of element where this has kind of become our new normal for the last
year.
So there is that little bit like,
You know what I was doing, and that really made us realize how long we've been going through this. I was watching a film, and there was two people really close together, and I was thinking, why does that person not have their mask on? And I was like, what? Why did I just have that thought in my head? Why did I just think that?
Well, it becomes automatic. I don't even think about grabbing my mask before I go out now. It's the same. It's like with my wallet and keys. It's just a thing that I take with me everywhere I go now.
It's just mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I almost hope, and I don't know if it's going to be a phased out thing, but I almost hope there is a day that we can all celebrate, whether it's a bank holiday or not. Think Pride, think Carnival, where we all just, I mean, I was never intelligent enough to do the whole uni thing, but I know they throw the axe in the air. Let's go throw our masks in the air.
Yeah, straight into the bin.
Yeah, and have a lovely old time. And obviously pick them up because of all the dolphins and we want to save the planet. But let's have that celebratory moment.
Cut them first.
Cut
the strings off it. But I just like, let's remember it, because you're so right, as when you look at certain things and when we see repeats of shows on the Hub and the iPlayer and stuff, and we see people wearing masks and visors in 5 or 10 years, we're like, God, do you remember that? We've lived through history, haven't we?
Yeah.
No, I know. I know. It is quite cool when you think about it. Like, people will learn about this in school.
And there'll be positive things.
Like, I was there when that happened.
Yeah, it's like any kind of big thing, like world event or whatever, like good things come from it. There will be, obviously it's pretty horrific living through it, and obviously a lot of people have died and all that kind of thing. But there will be positives that come from it. So, you know, that's one thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hopefully. God, blimey, we've really gone deep there, haven't we?
We've been on a journey.
Yeah, we haven't we? We don't usually get in that deep, but here we are. Don't know what you brought out in a samba.
We've reality TV, global pandemic, and skincare reality. We've done the lot. I love it. Thank you so much for turning the camera on, because it's so nice to see your beautiful face again. I've missed you. You know I think the world of you, babes.
I know. We haven't spoke since the last time we did a live.
I know, and that was quite an experience with the trolls, wasn't it?
That was quite an experience, and it hasn't got any better.
Wait, what happened?
In fact, I think it's got worse.
It's got worse. Oh, man, tell Steve how bad it was, that live we did on Instagram.
Me and Bobby just did a live. Like, we're just having a nice little chat. And the comments, you know, the comments were nice. And then as the live was going on, the comments were just getting more horrific as time was, like, going on. And, like, I don't even want to say what they were saying, but just, like, awfulness to the point where when we came off the live, I had to go on my story and be like, guys, please unfollow me. If you were on that live and you were commenting these things, come off. I do not condone it at all. It's disgusting. But I think, yeah, it was just, oh, I hated it so much. And it was such a shame because we were having such a lovely chat.
That's the thing. We had the loveliest little catch up, the loveliest little chat. And it's always that minority that ruin it for everyone, because there were so many lovely comments in there and people talk. And then you think, why do you just have that small percent of people that just
ruin it?
Just ruin it and be horrible and try and bring people down. But I want to send people love and light, even the trolls, because I think deep down they need it the most.
Well, I did see your video recently. Love and light.
Annihilated me on the radio on a Sunday morning.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I genuinely could not believe what I was hearing. Like, what was he even talking about? Was it just an hour show about you?
Because about how I look.
Yeah, about how you look.
It was quite funny, you doing the reaction to him saying it. I do think that was quite a good move. It looked quite funny.
It was funny, but, like, when you think about it, like, what's the obsession? Like, why are you so obsessed? You must be obsessed
Mariah
with you.
Carey.
Like a proper fan?
Strange, isn't it? Because to me, there was nothing informative about it. There was no message to it. It really was just it felt like a complete personal how I look.
Character assassination.
For no reason whatsoever. I thought he was, like, going to get to a point about something that you had done that had upset him, and he just didn't. It was just... just hate the way everything about you, and that was it. And I just was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
this is the world we live in, that people can do that kind of
who
thing.
Who listens to this guy anyway? I don't even know who that guy is, but who listens to that?
That is what we want to hear, Amber.
And that's why I love you,
Well, thanks so much for coming on, really appreciate it. And
thank you.
And best of luck, best of luck
us.
With the website.
Thank you, I've had lots so much of fun.
Thanks,
hopefully, I'll speak to you soon.
I'll message you.
Yeah. Messages.
Bye, babe. Stay safe.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I just love her.
She's gorgeous and so nice to see her face.
She looks incredible. She's so beautiful.
Yeah. And great to hear about how, you know, everyone's dealing with this year so differently, haven't they? Great
chat.
Yeah, great chat. I mean, only two guests tonight, but being great chats all round, I think.
Lovely show, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good. What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting? A bit more filming?
So, yeah, filming will be absolutely full on now. Just sunk the old teeth into the start of Towie, so we've got that series to come. So, yeah, a lot of filming will be coming up. What else have I got?
Are you doing any more vaccinating?
So waiting for my next shift. I'm going to try and juggle my vaccinating around Towie. So just literally go from...
one extreme.
Yeah, but you know what? I love being in the vaccination centre. And it's lovely because I actually found it really emotional when I love people. And I love just feeling like I'm doing my little bit. So to go from there to then the Towie bubble, I'm really loving that. And yes, so I'm glad. Busy boy, which I'm best when I'm busy. How about you? Busy?
Well, busy with work, and I'm going to see an old school friend this weekend, which will be really nice. She's kind of my oldest and best friend, and I don't see her a hell of a lot. She only lives in South London, but she's a teacher and she's got a little baby. So looking forward to seeing her, having a little walk. But other than that, no, not much. Just I'm on the closing stretch now of my no drinking, and I'm looking forward to getting out on Easter weekend with some friends in the park with some tinnies, and enjoying myself. So just that I'm kind of feel like I'm just ramping, getting towards that now.
What's going to be the first drink?
It's a good question. You're not the first person to ask me that. I feel like I probably need to go in probably quite easy. So I was wondering if maybe beer would be quite a good one to just kind of, you know what I mean? Because if I go straight in with the rosé.
Yeah, be like a brick to the head.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Whereas a beer, you know, you've got a bit more to get through. You can be a bit more, you can take it a bit slower. So I don't know. We'll see. But
especially if the sun's out.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just it's not going to be hot though.
Yeah. Oh, is it not?
No, well, I mean, it'll be Easter weekend, so who knows? It's got a couple of weeks to go. But yeah, no, that's it for me. So yeah, fab. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.